It is interesting to note that the Parsha of Shoftim comes out in Chodesh Elul, the month in which we prepare for the new year and the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment. And we ask ourselves, what is the correlation between the Parsha of Shoftim and the month of Elul? And I believe the answer is encoded right in the opening statement of the Parsha. And the answer lies in understanding the first pasuk in the Parsha. The Parsha starts off, Shoftim v'shotrim titein l'cha b'chol sh'arecha. That judges and police officers you should appoint for you, and it should be in all the places you live. Now we know that no words in Torah are extra. Every single word, every single letter is there to teach us a lesson. And those that study the Talmud and study Gemara see all the time how the Tanoim, sages of blessed memory, are being medayek, are looking in to every detail of every pasuk, of every word, of every letter. And in this first opening pasuk of the parsha, if we analyze the first six words closely, we find that two words that the pasuk mentioned seemingly could have done without it. And the commandment would still be perfect. We didn't need any extra words. And it could have simply said, Shoftim v'shotrim titein b'sha'arecha, appoint judges and police officers where you live. So why the words of l'cha to you, and why the word b'chol in all areas? We would know from the word b'sha'arecha alone where you live, without saying the word b'chol. This is the question. So we all know that the world can't exist without law and order. This primarily applies to community life. But believe it or not, it also applies to everyone in their personal life. We all need a code of ethics. We all need a discipline. We all need a standard by which to live by. And the Torah is teaching us that not only does a community need fair and honorable judges to adjudicate and officers to enforce the law, but l'cha, every individual needs to establish to themselves the same. L'cha, everyone in their personal life needs to set up a measure of fair judgment and accountability. L'cha teaches that you need to work on yourself. You need to prove yourself, no matter who you are. How does one conduct his life? And the Torah tells us, Shoftim, you need to appoint judges, l'cha, for yourself. In other words, do you have a credible way how you judge your behavior? And if you fail, which unfortunately we all do from time to time, do you have a way how to hold yourself accountable. Do you have lecha for yourself? A check and balance system. And truthfully speaking, are we even able to judge our actions fairly without bias? Can we have an impartial opinion when it comes to ourselves that is truly not flawed? So when the Torah says, "Lo siten ovel b'mishpat," don't pass a perverted judgment, it doesn't only mean you shouldn't do it to somebody else. It also means you shouldn't do it even when it pertains to yourself. The Torah is teaching us to be honest with ourselves. And that's not an easy thing to do. Because nobody wants to judge themselves and see themselves flawed, even a little bit. But we need to make peace with the fact that we were born imperfect, which we don't like to think about. But the Torah says we are a bus of Adam. We're just flesh and blood. And this is what we recite in Tachan every morning. We say, "Zachor kofar nachnu." Remember Hashem, that we are mere dust. Why do we say those words? Because we're saying to Hashem, don't hold us accountable to the strictest letter of the law. Ki Adam, ein ba'aretz ashiyas tov le'yechta. There's no one, no human being, that doesn't from time to time transgress. No one lives a perfect life. So Lacha teaches us that we need to judge ourselves with clarity and truth in order to work on ourselves, in order to work on improvement, which is a lifetime's work. And so it happens to be that the Vilna Gaon says this is the chief reason why we were put down on this world in the first place. To perfect our character traits. Because only that way are we able to serve Hashem properly. So we are all judges. We are all shoftim. And we're constantly making judgment calls, as it pertains to ourselves and as it pertains to others. We need to ask ourselves a question. Are they clear of conflict of interest? The Torah tells us in this week's parasha, and we all know, Osikach Shochad, that a judge is not allowed to take a bribe, it is forbidden. So I ask, do we not sometimes take a bribe when we are judging ourselves? Don't we pat ourselves on the shoulder? Sometimes a little bit too much, thinking we're all right, everything about us is great and perfect. Which that type of thinking blocks our fairness and our impartiality. And the Torah warns us, "Hashochad yaveh eina chachamim," that bribery blinds even the eyes of the wise. "V'salav divrei tzaddikim," it can even force a righteous man to make his words crooked, perverted. And no matter who we are prone to making a mistake. Especially if we're on the take, or we have an agenda, or we want certain things to turn out a certain way. And therefore, we need to do what true shoftim do when they investigate witnesses. And the Torah commands us in that regard, v'darashta, v'chakarta, v'sha'alta heitev. You shall carefully examine. You should carefully research. You should carefully cross-examine in order to be careful that it is truthful. And in our discussion, this really applies to us in order for us to arrive at the truth. And this is why in our parsha we are instructed to establish a respectable court, courts of law. And in each generation, we need to establish these courts of law in order to follow the guidance of our Torah leaders, and to be sure not to deviate from their instructions or their interpretations of Torah law. And we have to do this, the Torah says, b'chol sha'arecha, in all areas, every place we live. B'chol sha'arecha also means in all our dealings and everything that we're involved. We need to set up certain criteria to be fair. The Torah doesn't want us to pick and choose or go rabbi shopping, but to designate for ourselves a Rav who has earned the reputation of being a truthful, reliable leader, who practices what he preaches, and who is known to adhere and respect Torah in all areas, and has been handed down by all of our great leaders, our undisputed Jewish rabbis of past generations. And this is why our Chazal and Masechet Avos encourage each and every one of us, Aseh Lecha Rav, Lecha, appoint to yourself a Rav. But the Torah also commands in its opening statement that we also appoint shoitrim, police officers. And why do we need police officers? In order to enforce the standards we are commanded to live by Hashem. In other words, how are we going to make sure to live by the truths which we have discovered through our own introspection, through our own Torah knowledge, and through the teachings that are inspired to us by our Rabbanim? What new safeguards will we implement to ensure compliance? What new conduct will we undertake to govern our life in a proper way, according to the Torah directives? Now we know that every court of law has a code of ethics that it follows, has a legal standard by which they govern their constituents. So to us, we need to establish a code of law. But what code of law do we need to establish? The code of law that was accepted by our forefathers at Har Sinai, to live by the teachings of the Torah, to live a life according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to Halacha, and according to Mesorah, according to the traditions that have been handed over from generation to generation, that were taught to us by our parents and by our Rebbeim. These are lofty goals. But to accomplish these lofty goals, we need to try and judge ourselves truthfully. And this, in all the Musa Sfarim, is defined as Cheshbon HaNefesh, introspection and accountability on a personal level. On this level, we need to establish Shoftim V'Shotrim for ourselves in all our dealings, to be mindful of our actions, to contemplate before we do or before we say, and if we should do and if we should say. And if we are in compliance with the standards and ideals set forth in our Holy Torah, authored by Hashem Himself, the Creator who gives us life daily, to life's work, may be Hashem's will, to give us the strength to succeed against our challenges and to live an honorable life that we are not ashamed to be judged by.